Howdy, Miss Sissy. Doing good. How are you?
That's good.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. It's great to see y'all here this evening, and those of us that are online. We're having minor technical difficulties, but not to worry. We're still praising the Lord. If you can, stand if you can, and we're going to start out by singing, He is Lord.
He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord.
Oh, you can just let it play. And then go ahead and skip over to track number 6, and then it'll play our next song. Yeah, it's the other little arrow keys next to it. There you go, you got it.
Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, send the light, and a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, send the light, and send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He cares for me. He cares for me. He cares for me. He's so good to me. He loves me so. He loves me so. He loves me so. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we may not have pick a hymns on screen tonight, but does anybody have a pick a hymn? Well, yeah, we can sing out of the hymnal. All right, I'll turn over to 774. When the roll is called up yonder, 774? That sound good? All right, praise the Lord. 774, when the roll is called up yonder. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And when the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And when the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, any others? All right. Praise the Lord.
No other songs?
No other songs? Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord, the power's back on. Amen? How hot did your house get? Pretty hot. Praise the Lord, you had air up here, though, right? Didn't make it up here. Oh. She couldn't get out. Wow. We heard they had power all the way off up to 2978. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Wow. My soul. Well, the lights were, the intersection lights had been out most of the, well, since that incident. What was that, 10:30 that happened? Yeah. And who's running the mic? You going to run the mic? Do the sound? Check one, check. Are you? Yeah, that may be why Lori can't get here. She can't get through the road.
Amen. Can't get on the road.
Can't get out of the road. All right. Well, was the man hurt that hit the cable? No fire. I'd have been freaking out. Oh my soul! Was he dragging a big?
So yeah, something on the top. It was too tall for that road. You know that road has those low wires anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it just pushed one and just drug it on.
Well, I hope his company's got good insurance. My soul! All right, praises. Power's back on.
Power is on.
Who got rain?
We got a little rain, yep.
When'd y'all get it?
This wasn't up here. No, a couple days ago.
We got some rain.
A little spurt, and then yesterday I ran through a little bit, and then it stopped immediately.
We got a big rain here. What was that? Today's Wednesday. Was that yesterday? We got a big rain, or was that Monday?
Yeah, I think it was Monday.
Sunday, it rained Sunday night at my house and Monday afternoon at my house. That's right. Yeah, rain, power back on. What else? Any other praises? Anything?
Praise the Lord. I got to visit my daughter and son-in-law for Saturday and Sunday. Had a good time. Even though they are kind of boring people.
Wow. Well, brother, I hope they're not watching tonight. Amen. Well, they're blind. Hope they're not listening tonight, right?
Right.
Wow. Okay. Very good.
They just like to listen to their books on their
Their Kindle and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, cool. Well, I mean, when you're blind,
they say read.
Yeah, amen. That's right. To each their own, man.
I just still want to thank the Lord that we had a good presentation on Sunday.
Yeah, that was great.
And then we got a couple families that are saying they want to start coming, so we got to keep praying for this Kelsey Stanball, is her maiden name. I can't think of her married name. And then her friend, Leanne. Leanne. And so Leanne has four children. She was, one of her children had Down syndrome.
That's right.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and Kelsey's got four children, I believe.
Okay.
So keep praying, because you never know what the Lord's going to do.
Never know what the Lord's going to do.
This is the furthest I've ever heard them get. I mean, they have it written on Facebook, so I have that to tell.
Yeah, they got proof. You said you were coming.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, come on. Amen. Yeah, very good. All right. What else? Anything else? Praise department? Okay. Prayer requests?
I have a couple from Sharon.
Hold on, brother. Let me get it written down here.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Prayer requests. Okay. Sharon?
Yeah, Sharon Heibarger. Please pray for Justin. He's having severe leg pain again and has to continue to run 3 times a week.
Oh!
Please pray for no breaks until he can get to medical next week.
Okay.
And then one more after that. Please continue to pray for Kenzie healing and family restoration.
Kenzie healing. I think she was here Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, restoration. All right, what else? Is that it? All right, good. Anybody else? All right, go.
Pray for Robert. Robert's health, mental health, and physical health, and spiritual needs, and for Colin as well, salvation.
And the Baker family.
Mental health. Spiritual needs. And Colin's salvation. And the Baker. Baker kids. Baker kids.
And my friend Maddie.
Your friend Maddie. M-A-D-D-I-E?
1-D.
1-D. All right. Maddie. How you spell your Maddie?
M-A-D-I. It's Madison, but...
Oh, okay. All right.
It don't matter. It sounds the same.
All right. What else? What else? Anybody else?
Unspoken.
Unspoken? Unspoken. Those of you with unspoken. All right. Online folks, unspoken. Yeah, okay. I got you. Little bitty hands. Amen. Miss Vicki. All right, Miss Vicki. What else? Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
Got a few weeks left, but I would just like to pray for all the kids that's coming to our school.
All
just
right.
Like to pray for the ones that are looking for a good Christian school, that God would send them our way.
Amen.
Oh, and then Sharon Heiberger has one more.
All right, what's Sharon got?
Please pray for Mom's health and for the pneumonia to go away.
Okay, got Vicki down. Health and pneumonia. All right, health and pneumonia. Very good. Miss Sissy, how's your folks doing?
I'm doing a little better.
All right. All right, very good. Please be in prayer for my mom, pastor's mother. She's currently in the hospital. She thought she was having a heart attack, and they got her to the ER, and they thought she was having a heart attack. I can't get any talk to my brother, and so they run all them tests and everything, and then they were taking her to imaging, and the aide that was helping her ended up dropping her. And so, yeah, I dropped her. So now she's in orthopedic. They're trying to figure out if her hips broke. So I may be jetting up there in the morning. I don't know. So maybe a quick trip to Dallas. I don't know. All right. It's pastor's mom. Healing. And information.
More information, yes.
Information. All right, anything else?
How's your wife's father doing?
He's hanging in there.
He's hanging in there.
Yeah, he's 80 and still going, bless his heart. He's on that oxygen all the time, 24/7. But he's holding steady for now. Yeah. That's right, Jackie's uncle.
He's on the men. He had gotten a shot outside of
Jackie's cousin.
Yeah, it was her cousin outside of a Subway. Someone randomly shot him just over a parking spot.
Over a parking spot he got shot.
Yes.
And what state was that in? Mississippi?
I think it was.
Mississippi.
And so he started breathing on his own, so he was in real critical, but he's still not out of the water yet.
Right.
And if y'all left my Uncle Cliff also, we got a message 2 days ago that they took him in. He's elderly. He's probably in his 80s, and he got COVID and pneumonia together. And so they got him stabilized, but he's also not out of the I'm not out of the woods yet, so.
Pneumonia and COVID. Wow. Okay. Amen, amen. All right, is that it? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer, shall we? Yes, yes? Let's do it. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Lord. We thank you for the blessings of this day and for the blessings of life, Lord. And we're looking forward to cooler temperatures, Lord. We're thankful that it didn't hit 100 today. And, Lord, we just pray that somehow by the hand of God, by the will of God, Lord, you'd break up some of this high pressure and just disperse it and allow more rain to come through here. We are praying for rain, Lord. We praise you for the rain that we received earlier in the week. Lord, we pray even now that these little storms that are moving north, that they would reach this area up here and put some much-needed moisture on us and on the ground, cool things off, and just give us a hand. But, Lord, we're thankful for this day. We're thankful for our salvation. We praise you for that love and that grace. Thank you for the shed blood on Calvary's cross. We just come tonight, Lord, to bring glory and honor to your name as we seek to study your word and intercede on behalf of others. Lord, we do praise you that the electricity is back on over here east of 249. And, Lord, we pray that they get all the infrastructure put back on and people that are really needing this this power, Lord, they get to keep it and it doesn't go off anymore tonight. So, Lord, we're just thankful for that and pray for that situation. Lord, we lift up Sunday attendance to you, Lord, and we're thankful for the good crowd. We're thankful for the fellowship we were able to partake in. And, Lord, thank you for just the blessing that was. Lord, we pray for these two families, Kelsey's family and Leanne's family. Lord, we pray it be your perfect will, Lord, that they find a church. And, Lord, may it be this church. And, Lord, they get plugged in and just get with it. And Lord, we just continue to pray for visitors. Thank you for the steady stream of visitors you've been sending. And, Lord, we just pray the ones that you would have stick, Lord, they would stick here, just get involved and get going. And, Lord, we just give you the praise and the glory for that. We're thankful for Ron and his visit with his family, able to visit with his daughter and son-in-law, Lord. Thank you for the time that they got together. It's always good to see folks in the summertime, Lord. It's too hot to do anything else, so might as well catch up with family. So we just praise you and thank you for that. Lord, these prayer requests we lift up to you tonight. We lift up Loopy's uncle to you, Cliff, suffering from pneumonia and COVID. We pray you might bring him through, touch his body, Lord, bring healing to him. Lord, we just pray that he would really lean upon you, and Lord, he would really call out to you and seek your face. Lord, we just pray the Holy Spirit would touch him and bring healing to him. Lord, we lift up Sharon Heiberger's prayer request. First of all, we pray for Miss Vicky and her healing of pneumonia. Lord, it's kind of a theme we're hearing, people with this pneumonia. Now they're talking about this COVID, kind of having a little surge this summer. So, Lord, we just pray in for health. We pray in for protection. Lord, we're praying that things not get crazy like they have been in the past with the COVID. So, Lord, we just pray in a hedge of protection around our folks, around our families, around our friends, around this country, Lord. We just pray that this not get out of hand like it has in the past. Lord, we lift up Justin to you and his leg pain, Lord. And Father God, I just pray that you would bring these shins back into health. And, Lord, as he runs, I just pray you help him try to be as soft as he can when he lands with his feet. And, Lord, we just pray that you just give him a smooth stride and just help him deal with this and grow through it. And these legs just come back together, Lord. Help him get to medical and maybe get some answers. We lift up Kenzie to you tonight. We're praying for her healing. We're praying for her addiction, Lord. We're praying for her family restoration. Lord, thank you that she was here Sunday hearing the word, hearing the gospel. And, Lord, we just pray that she continues to put herself in that situation, surrendering to the Word of God, surrendering to the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we just lift Kelsey up to you tonight, or Kenzie up to you tonight. Lord, we lift up Robert. We pray for his mental health, his spiritual needs, Lord, perhaps even his salvation. We lift up Robert to you, Lord, and pray do a work in his life, a miracle in his life, Lord. We lift up his son, Colin, Loopy's stepson. We're praying for his salvation, God. Put him in circumstance and situation, Lord, where he just has to, he has to face it. He has to face the truth of the gospel. He has to face the fact that he's got to make a decision. Lord, I pray you'd help him understand that he's a sinner in need of a Savior. And, Lord, I pray that you would put those around him that could communicate that Jesus, God has taken care of that sin by the wonderful gift of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. So, Lord, we're praying you would connect all those dots and bring him to a situation, Lord, where he would receive Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. We pray for Maddie tonight, Ryan's friend. And Lord, we're praying for her and her spiritual journey, praying that you might do a work in her life. And we're praying for Ryan's family, his siblings, Lord. We're praying you might touch them and draw them back to your side, Lord, and help them see where they're going and know that they need to be back on that narrow path. So, Lord, we're lifting them up to you tonight. Unspokens, Lord, there are many hands that went up for unspokens. We all got them. And, Lord, we're thankful that we can voice them to you privately. We're thankful that we take time, each and every prayer time, Lord, to address these things. And, Lord, we're thankful that you hear us. We're thankful that you're for us. We're thankful that you give us patience, Lord, that you give us strength as we carry these things, that you give us help in time of need. And, Lord, we're just praying that you continue to work with these things, these unspoken prayer requests. And, Lord, we look forward to the day where we can give a praise report that our unspoken was answered, that our unspoken all worked out, that it was a miracle happened, Lord. So we just lifting these things up to you tonight. Lord, we're praying for the upcoming school year for our Christian school next door. We pray you send those families, Lord, that are really looking for a good Christian school. And, Lord, we pray that they would find their way here to New Hope. And, Lord, just get going and get with it and spend many, many years here with us as they go through the K through 12. So, Lord, we're just lifting that up to you. We're praying for a good school year, a safe school year, and just a real productive school year, Lord. We're praying for as few behavioral problems as we can get away with. And, Lord, we're just praying for well-behaved, good kids ready to receive the learning each and every day as they come to this place. Lift up Sissy's parents to you tonight, Lord. We're praying for their continued healing. And we're praying a special prayer for Sissy's mom as she struggles there with her mental faculties. Lord, we pray that you give her good days, give her recollection, give her some clarity. Lord, we pray you give her some good memories as she goes through these days, weeks, and months. So, Lord, we're lifting that up to you. We're lifting up my mom to you, Lord, and we're praying if she has had a heart attack, Lord, we praise you that was in the right place to have it. If you're going to have one, you want to be at the hospital when you have one. So, Lord, we're thankful she got there. But, Lord, we're praying that there's not be any kind of permanent damage to her heart. And we just pray you help her with this hip that she's been dropped on. And, Lord, we pray you bring healing to her body and just help her bounce back from this. We lift up Jackie's cousin, the one shot in Mississippi, Lord. We pray for his continued healing. And, Lord, we pray you see him through. And, Lord, I'm just praying a prayer that he makes a full and total recovery. And that, Lord, those that perpetrated this evil against him, that they would be brought to justice. And I pray for their soul as well. If they're lost, they might receive Christ. So, Lord, we're thankful that we can gather here tonight. We're thankful that we can be in your word. Give us clarity. Open our hearts and our minds. Help us receive it. And, Lord, help us get the big picture, kind of where we're at as a culture and what we can do to maybe turn things around. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, all right, all right. We are in Leviticus chapter 18. I got this Bible study, and I think I got a Bible study Sunday night. I've been working on Sunday night's Bible study, and I think I can finish this stuff on Sunday evening. We'll see how it goes. But we'll not read Leviticus 18, 6 through 29. You can certainly read that if you'd like. As we kind of introduce it and review it tonight, those of you with us online, that's where we're at, Leviticus chapter 18, 6 through 29. And we've been talking about how God has the right to do what? He has the right to set his boundaries when it comes to sexual relations between a man and a woman. You agree with that, right? Amen? Yeah. He has the right to do that. We've talked about, and I'm just kind of reviewing with you here, Leviticus chapter 18, verses 6 through 29. It has very simple structure to it, very simple message. The extended passage's intent, we have said, and we're reviewing, is to define the boundaries of godly human sexual relationships. So when it comes to sexual relationships, we basically said, in this passage, there are three boundaries defined. And we've been calling them the inner boundary, we've been calling them the middle boundary, and we've been calling them the outer boundary of godly sexuality. What do you mean? Well, verses 6 through 18, which we've covered, define the inner boundary prohibiting sexual relations between close relatives, right? All right, that's what verse 6 through 18, chapter 18, verses 6 through 18 defines. Verses 19 and 20 define the middle boundary, and this is a very pivotal boundary. It's an important boundary. We're going to talk about it tonight. Define the middle boundary, which limits sexual relations within marriage and prohibits sexual relations outside of marriage, okay? And then verses 21 through 23 defines the outer boundary of godly sexuality, and that is dealing with unnatural sexual relations. All right, with me? Yes, verses 24 through 29 tell us about God's judgment upon a nation that crosses these boundaries, okay? And so just kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit. I'll get to this, I think, on Sunday night. But this judgment spoken of in verses 24 through 29, he's not judging Israel here. He's judging Gentiles, okay? So when we see this judgment in verses 24 and 29, this is a universal judgment. In other words, I go back to that business I've been talking about, the ceremonial law, all the festival days, all that stuff. That stuff's all been fulfilled, but this moral law, we got to follow that. We find moral law in the Old Testament, it still goes, okay? Amen? Still with me? So as we ended it two services ago, because we were in VBS last Wednesday, and we didn't have Sunday night church. So two services ago, as we ended it, we were talking about the outer boundary of godly sexuality. All right? Now, let's just kind of review. We said at one point in our nation's history, the three boundaries of godly sexuality were what? They were firmly established from a cultural viewpoint. Now, our nation was not perfect. Our people were not perfect. I'm not blind to the history of our country. I understand in our past as a nation that individuals within our American experience may have disregarded these boundaries, but the majority of folks, right? Now, there was still on the fringe. There was still prostitution. There was still incest going on. There was still homosexuality. And there was still rape. But for the most part, in our nation's earlier years, both our laws and our popular consensus supported these three boundaries on godly sexuality. Does everybody kind of gel with that? I mean, what you know of the nation's history? You get that, right? Amen. All right, so we're all on the same page here. I'm not telling anybody anything new. All right? This included a family based on the Judeo-Christian affirmation of one husband and one wife. What is the exception to that rule that we covered? It's Mormonism, right? Out there in Utah. Is that Utah? Am I getting that right? Utah. It's within the borders of our country, Utah, the state of Utah. Beautiful state. Like to visit there sometime. This was this Judeo-Christian affirmation. This was even higher than the Jewish marriage, because as American marriages have gone, for the most part, they were built on what? One man and one woman. Who gives this woman to be married? Her mother and I, right? They hand her off, and there you go. One man and one woman, right? Makes sense, right? Amen? Biologically, it kind of works. Emotionally, it kind of works. You know how God's designed it? One man, one woman. Now, we ask the question, why has polygamy waned in New Testament times? The ancient practice of polygamy was abandoned through the teaching of Jesus, because Jesus talked about one man and one woman, right? And it also has waned because of the ministry of the person of the Holy Spirit in the lives of men. Now we get to this, or we get back to this middle boundary business, okay? Middle boundary, all right? Remember what the middle boundary was? We get back to that. And the question is, how did that middle boundary crumble? We covered a little bit of this two services ago. We said towards the beginning of the last century, early 1900s, our nation, following what? The lead of Europe scholars, Europe's knowledge base, they adopted the doctrines of what is called, anybody remember? higher criticism, right? What in the world is higher criticism? Higher criticism is where guys that know the original languages of Greek and Hebrew and Aramaic, they sit around and they discuss what they think based on the context, what they think based on the history, what they think. They sit around and they discuss, out of those 66 books of the Bible, they sit around and discuss what really was God's Word and what really was not. And so they end up with a whole lot in the Bible that was not. And they end up with just a little bit in the Gospels that they think was God's Word. And so that really messed it up. That really messed evangelicalism up. That messed Protestantism up. That messed it up. Now, to just catch you up on your theological truths, higher criticism, it's always been an attack on the inspiration of the Bible, right? Now, y'all believe the Bible's inspired? All right. I do too. But for them, they're going to what? They're going to pick and choose, right? Their answer to the Bible is no, it's not all God's Word. There are portions of it that may be God's Word, but there's a lot of it that's not God's Word. But that's not how, I mean, who are we? And how would we ever judge what is and what is not God's Word after this Word has come through the canon, after it's been inspired and God breathed of the Holy Spirit, after He's spoken through the personalities of these different writers of the Bible? I mean, how could, I don't know, that's way above, that would be way, way, way audacious of us to think that we could ever say anything like that. Does that make sense? I struggle with it, right? I just struggle with it even today. It's happened over 100 years ago. As that was going on, science embraced the theory of evolution and turned away from God. Science and the church used to be, a long time ago, kind of lockstep together. The church, caught by surprise, retreated and disconnected itself from our culture. And so then what happens if the church is no longer an active force? The culture's in trouble. Does you agree with that? Amen? So that's what has gone on. And so people were set free from God, and shortly thereafter, the act of sex was set free from marriage. Still with me? Sex became autonomous. What do you mean by autonomous? Well, autonomy means self-governed, right? In other words, I'm not going to listen to what God has to say about sex. I'm going to listen to what I think I should do about sex. So, as it becomes self-governed, sex then becomes recreational. And we talked about the movie makers. We talked about the entertainers. We talked about the actors, the actresses, the artists, the authors. They were the evangelists, the communicators of this message. And you can study the lives of many of these folks, these entertainment folks. They were the first to suffer not one divorce, not two divorces, but multiple divorces and remarriages. But we as a country, we did what? We ignored the evidence and we accepted the lie. And so the middle boundary began to collapse. Why do you tell us about the middle boundary when we're talking about the outer boundary? Well, when the middle boundary goes, that's when you're in trouble, friend. That's when you're in trouble. See, the sexual revolution of the 1960s marked what? It marked the near total destruction of the middle boundary of godly sexuality. Sex became completely self-governed, or that big word, autonomous. People began to live together without long-term commitment. Marriages began to fail by the score. Unwed teenagers became pregnant. Children became a nuisance. And then there's a book that hit the shelves. Some of you older cats may remember. the joy of sex appeared in bookstores. Sex became so explicit, so open, such a good seller of merchandise. They still sell it today. They still use sex to sell everything today, especially to the youth, right? Sex became so explicit, so open, such a good seller of merchandise that society maintained a constant low-level state of arousal. And so the outer and inner boundaries, once the middle boundary falls, the outer and inner boundaries are soon to crumble. Does that make sense? You get it? So husband and wife, man and woman, confines of biblical marriage, when you take sexual relation outside of that and you say, God doesn't have anything to say to me about that, I'm going to do whatever I want to do, this is now my leisure, this is now my recreation, this is my itch I want to scratch. When you do that to it, or you open a big old can of worms. And so what has transpired? Even in my own family's history, what I'm about to tell you has transpired. Perhaps in your family's history, this has transpired. Grandfathers and fathers and uncles and brothers and stepdads, and step this, and step that, began to sexually molest family members. And the effects of which probably affects most people you know. It's affected my family. Both sides of my family, as a matter of fact. In other words, you would find today, if you did a legit, people were honest, people were open, people were just matter of fact, today you would find less families that have not been affected by this than you would on the other side. There's more, you saying, preacher, there's a majority of families, I'm saying there's a majority of families that have been affected by inappropriate sexual behavior. Somebody say amen to that? Now, once that gets going, that is tough to stop. Putting a stop to it's very difficult. Once sex is set to autonomy, self-governed and not God-governed, the wheels begin to move, and boy, it's just hard, hard to stop. So, what is the first stage? I may get you out early. Yeah. What is the first stage? Because we started with this outer boundary, reviewing it. What is the first stage of the outer boundary falling and us as a culture being in trouble? Well, the first stage, I got three stages, and I'm going to cover two tonight. The first stage is the killing of unwanted children. Now, let's go back to our passage and look at chapter 18. Are you still with me in 18? All right. The Word of God reads in and it's kind of a weird reading. You know, we're going through all this incestuous stuff. And then, boom, there's verse 21. 18:21. You found it, Leviticus? Amen. You shall not give any of your offspring to offer them to Molech, nor shall you profane the name of your Lord God. I am the Lord. Now, everybody up on Molech? Tell me what Molech is. Anybody? Pagan God, okay. What do we do with Molech? Anybody? Yeah. So he's in the shape of a... Molech's in the shape of a bull, right? Yeah. And the bull altar would be kind of like this. You know, there would be a platform here, and then from the waist up, a bull, you know, kind of his arms and the bull head horns, all that jazz. And so right here is the hot plate, so to speak. And then this is all an oven. This is all an oven, okay? And so back behind is just an oven. And so they would stoke that thing with coal, wood, whatever. And this old lap here on the bull would be like just glowing red. And they would take these babies, right? Well, why are they sacrificing these babies? They're sacrificing these babies to Molech so that their crops would do better, so that their businesses would prosper, so that perhaps they would have more kids, right? So we're going to get, and it's normally the firstborn. We're going to sacrifice this firstborn, lay it on the altar of Molech, right? And then Molech's going to bless. And so they would, you know, baby's alive, baby's healthy, baby's doing great, right? Firstborn, 8 days old, 5 days old. Parents would hand the baby over to the priest. Priest would approach the altar, hold the baby up. Well, the baby's doing what? Screaming. Why? Because it's hot, right? I mean, that altar's throwing off all kinds of radiant heat. And then he would proceed to lay the baby down on the altar and kill the baby, cook the baby, turn the baby to ash right there, right there. They have done archaeological digs where they took the ashes from a year, okay, 1 year of offering to Molech, and the giant cisterns would be, you know, this big around, and from the floor, this tall. And ash would just fill that whole thing. And that would be 1 year. And they would do these archaeological digs, and they would find 30 of those, 40 of those at a time, right? What's in the world is that? They start doing their little research, a little DNA this and DNA carbon date that. Oh, that's human remains. That's ash. Yeah, that's just human. Oh, this is offering to Molech, right? The modern equivalent of that is what? Yeah, man. They're just doing it outside the womb. We're doing it inside the womb, right? With me on that? Amen? Yeah. We got this verse here about Molech, 18:21. Seems out of place. What could this possibly have to do in the context of unlawful sexual relations? In my studies, I think this is the first phase of the destruction of the outer boundary of godly sexuality. In other words, children are no longer safe when the middle boundary falls. When sex is taken outside the confines of marriage, and it's a me thing and it's no longer a we thing, between us and God, to birth and to raise godly offspring. But now sex is something altogether different. It's recreation. It's my toy to play with as I want. I mean, it removes it from marriage, and when it does, children are no longer safe. No longer safe. Now, back in the day. Now, the good news is we got a conservative court. Yes, yes. And they did what? Overturned Roe v. Wade. And it's gone back to who? The states. And some of the states have done what? Done the right thing. Right? So there's some victory in all this that we've been praying for a long time. Amen? But just to give you context to what's going on here, relating it to the Bible and relating it to Molech, and I'm going to try to get you out of here early. Back in the day, when in 1973... a more liberal Supreme Court handed down its Roe v. Wade decision, those in the conservative Bible-believing camps, they believed this Roe v. Wade decision was none other than the modern equivalent of ancient child sacrifice, which I just took you through. I agree with that, right? But what may shock you, what may shock your socks off your feet tonight, is that many liberals at the time, they believed the same thing. They believed the same thing. From way back in 1984, in one of my commentaries, way back in 1984, in a quote from Science Magazine, the article quoted was entitled Infanticide by Barbara Burke. This is what Barbara Burke wrote. She's a pro-abortionist advocate. She said, among some animals then, infant killing appears to be a natural practice. Could it be natural for humans too? A trait inherited from our primate ancestors. When we hear that some mother has killed her own baby, we're horrified and assume she must be deranged. Some killers, of course, are sick. But human infanticide is too widespread historically and geographically to be explained away, just as a pathology or the peculiarity of some inherent culture. She says, Charles Darwin noted in The Deepest of Man that infanticide has been probably the most important of all checks on population growth throughout most of human history. Now, she goes on to write, this may seem a cruel and ineffective method of family planning, but in cultures without effective contraceptives, where childbirth is safer than primitive abortions, it may appear to parents to be the only way to keep family size in line with family resources. Do you see how evil that is? Wow, right? Now, for me, and hopefully for you, right, and other Bible believers, we do not believe there is much difference between offering children to Molech and offering them up to abortion, do we? It's one and the same, isn't it, right? It may be for different reasons. It may come to different conclusions. But Barbara Burke, back in the day, doesn't believe there's much difference either. She's just on the different. She's on the other side of that coin. Now, that's the first stage, right? The killing of unwanted children. What is the second stage of the outer boundary falling? That would be homosexuality. Look at 18:22 with me. Back to 18. Chapter 18, verse 22. You shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. Now, following the book, The Joy of Sex, following that release came The Joy of Gay Sex. That was joy. The Joy of Sex was such a seller. Well, man, let's come out with The Joy of Gay Sex. And then, well, that was such a big seller. You know, that's making money. Let's come out with The Joy of Lesbian Sex. And so they did. As the outer boundary began to crumble with the destruction of children, as sex became autonomous, self-governed, sexual experience between members of the same sex was an unavoidable next step. Which begs the question, why? Why is that such a next step? Well, if your sexual goal is pleasure independent of marriage, and your sexual freedom comes from denying its wrongness, there is no foundation left to judge an alternative practice. Man, you take God out of the mix, and man's just going to do what man does, right? He's going to do what man does, right? Now, there's still strong feelings on both sides of the aisle when it comes to homosexuality, even in 2023 in the United States of America. There's a beer company, you may have heard about them, Budweiser. Heard about them? They misjudge their audience, right? Now, I don't know if you've heard of this drink called White Claw. I don't even know what White Claw is. But if it's more of a frou-frou drink, it's more of a drink that people that perhaps would be with in a same-sex relationship, they would probably drink White Claw. But not Budweiser, right? And so, preacher, you telling the truth tonight. I know I'm telling the truth. So Budweiser, what happened to these guys? Budweiser lost $6 billion in market worth. $6 billion in market worth after they partnered with a transgender spokesperson by the name of Dylan Mulvaney. Right? Have you seen some of the videos? There's people taking their Budweiser and popping it and pouring it out on video. There are famous folks singers and movie stars and with strong beliefs about heterosexuality and homosexuality. And they're stacking up cases of Budweiser, taking firearms, shooting it to oblivion, right? And it's just all kinds of crazy. Amen? Amen? What in the world, preacher? What in the world is the way back from all this? Well, we talked about it. It's at 2 Chronicles 7:14, right? You know it, right? Yeah. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. There's always grace to be had, isn't there? God's love is always available. It just takes us pulling the trigger, bending the knee, confessing the tongue, getting vulnerable before God, committing all the way to Him, surrendering all the way to Him, allowing Him to be Lord of our lives. Amen? So, we may not be able to stop the wheel that started, but we can certainly, by the power of the Holy Spirit, make a difference in this old world. And we can what? We can be different in our own lives than the world. Amen? We don't have to be judgy and hateful. We just have to be honest and direct. Just honest and direct. Lovingly honest and direct, right? And how we say it, what we say. Don't be judgy. Don't be ugly. Let's be honest and direct. Lord wouldn't have me do that. God's not into that. Bible don't talk about that. That being okay, that's not okay. Right? So, I'm going to go God's way. Right? I'm going to go God's way. You may go another way. My friend, my family member, my neighbor, my coworker, you may go another way. I love you. I love you. God loves you. I will pray for you. I'll still be there for you. But I can't go that way. I'm going to go God's way. Right? Amen? Remember that. You got to live out there in it. You got to do it in love. It's easy to get cynical. It's easy to get critical. It's easy to get hateful. You don't want to be any of those things. You want to be a lover. Direct and matter of fact, though. Amen? You don't even have to raise your voice. Amen? You can soft talk that. Oh, I almost got you out early. Oh, let's pray. Amen. Dear Jesus, we come to you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for these that are with us online. Thank you that the internet came back in a timely fashion that we could actually have a live stream tonight. So we give you praise and glory for that. We pray for these folks. Give them safety tonight, Lord. We've been talking about adult things and difficult things, Lord, and tough topics to talk about in mixed company. So, Lord, I'm thankful for the maturity of this group spiritually. And Lord, I pray that you just bless them for their attention, bless them for just receiving this. And Lord, make them a force. Make them an incredible, impactful force for the glory of God out there in this old lost and dying world. And use each of them, Lord, to point people to Christ and just be that salt and that light that you've called us to be. Lord, thank you for their surrender and their commitment to the gospel. And Lord, we just pray that you grow them up in the way they ought to grow. Grow us all up, Lord, in the way we ought to go. Lead, guide, and direct us. And Lord, may we be blessed because we were here tonight. Lord, bring us back this coming Lord's Day. And Lord, we pray that you just fill your house. And Lord, we just bring glory and honor to you each and every time we get together. That's what we want to do. Bring glory and honor to your name. Preach your gospel. Preach your word. And bring glory and honor. Thank you for all you do. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. All right, you folks are dismissed. Thank you, online folks. We'll see you next time.